Good morning. I'm Benjamin Trainer.
I'm Brendan Plath.
And I'm Reagan Murphy. Welcome to our last Bear Facts show of the 2021-2022 school year. Thanks for joining us to hear the news from Bishop Garrigan High School.
High school students at Garrigan have been out for summer for a full week now. We're used to having days tacked on at the end of the school year to make up snow days, but this year, 3 days were shaved off because of the street closure due to construction on McCoy Street. Fortunately, with the state now counting minutes rather than days, we're still over the required time for a full year of school.
Longtime math teacher David Burrow said this was the second strangest end to a school year he's seen in 39 years of teaching. It was still far more normal than 2 years ago, though, when we ended the school year online due to COVID. Teachers rushed to get things finished up, and another school year was in the books.
The state track meet is happening this weekend down at Drake Stadium in Des Moines. Class 1A is the hardest class to qualify for state. Athletes either have to win their event or they have to wait to have their times compared with entries from all over the state. The Golden Bears were fortunate this year to have 8 different events win at the state qualifying meet, all which automatically moved on to state.
On the girls' side, Audie Crooks is defending her state championship in the shot put, and Molly Joyce is hoping to repeat as the state champion in the long jump. Audie also qualified in the discus, and Molly is running at the state in 100-meter hurdles. 4 girls' relays also won the state qualifying meet, the 4x100, 4x400, shuttle hurdle, and sprint medley relays.
Those running the relays include Reagan Murphy, Emma Granginette, Zoe Montag, Abby Capacious, and Molly Joyce. The boys also had a champion at the state qualifying meet. Even though his height was nowhere close to his personal best, senior Colin Casey won the high jump to move on to state. Congratulations to all these regional champions, and good luck to the Golden Bears at this state track meet.
Summer sports have already begun. The Golden Bear baseball team began their season yesterday, and they're hosting a tournament today. The Bears return senior veterans Colin Casey, Hollis Bodie, and Jacob Lear, as well as juniors Nathan Marin, Cal Berkey, Drew Fogarty, and Garrett Hine. Sophomores Drew Lappy, Justin Bauer, and Benji Trainer, and freshmen Keen Heliseth and Daniel Mice round out the varsity team.
There are no seniors out for softball this year, but there is a good crew of younger players. The softball team returns the pitcher-catcher combo of Ella Schaefer and Abby Capacious. Also back are Darius Goshi, Marissa Ray, Joey Dorning, Emma Baccia, plus Morgan Antone, Violet Bodie, Kyra Dykey, Ava Huff, Hannah Marin, Zoe Montag, and Molly Peterson. Rounding out the team are younger players like Sasha Alesh, Alyssa Haugland, Addison Cooper, and Emmy Bartolo.
The softball team begins their season next Monday. Until the end of June, both they and the baseball team have games almost every night. Playoffs start a little earlier this year than in the past, with both district baseball and regional softball the week of July 1st. That's because of the new family week the state has built into the activity calendar at the end of July.
The end of the school year always brings a few changes in the staff. Next year will bring quite a few new faces at the elementary level, but there's not many changes in the high school. Librarian and Student Council Moderator Trisha Gredeman is the main staff member who is leaving.
Mentioning departing staff, we also want to say farewell to Sister Janet Gates, a Wesley native who is the last presentation sister to work in the Diocese of Sioux City. Sister Janet used to work in the office at Garrigan, and for many years she volunteered at school in many different ways. She'll be heading to the Mother House in Dubuque this summer, and we wish her well in retirement. We normally end our Bear Facts show with a look at the coming week, but for our final show of this year, we'll just hit the highlights of the next 14 weeks. Today, the state track meet finishes up in Des Moines, and the baseball team is hosting a tournament with Webster City and St. Mary's.
Softball starts on Monday, and the state golf tournaments take place next week. Then a week from Monday, the Garrigan Band will play for Memorial Day festivities in Algona. The CYO baseball and softball tournaments will be on Saturday, June 1st, in Carroll.
Regional softball starts July 1st, and district baseball begins July 2nd. In mid-July, several students will make a trip to a Steubenville conference in Rochester, Minnesota.
Fall sports camps begin the week of August 1st, with official practices starting on August 8th. Then, before we know it, the calendar will say Tuesday, August 23rd, and it will be time for a new school year to begin.
That's our final Bear Facts for this school year. Thanks to everyone who has been a part of the show, reporting and announcing throughout the year. Thanks also to the faculty producer, David Burrow, who edits everything together to make us sound our best.
Thanks also to KLGA for airing the show each week for the past 3 years. And thanks to all the advertisers who keep it on the air. We'll be off for the summer, but we hope to be back at the end of August with more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.